The Cooperative Research Centre is a joint venture between all the fire agencies around the country and a number of research providers like universities, CSIRO, Bureau of Meteorology, for example. It's funded by the federal government through their Cooperative Research Centres program.
You started in 2003?
Yes, we began operations in 2003. The initial round was funded up until June this year, where we just received another extension of funding to look at the Black Saturday issues up to June 2013. My role is to oversee the research, that make sure that we do good quality science, that we make sure that it's relevant to the agencies, that our partners can all use the research, to make sure that we have good quality students and that we help the students come through this process. And some of the presentations here will be from some of our previous students.
What kind of research?
We do a broad range of research. In the past 7 years, we've covered everything from traditional fire behaviour, aerial suppression issues, through environmental and ecological research and how fire impacts on those things. Importantly, a lot of community research, how the communities interact with fire, how we can try and keep people safe. And the final major block in that period of time has been around occupational health and safety, decision-making, safety on the fire ground, those types of issues. Following from the 2003 and 2006 fires, there was a fairly major push to fund some extra research to look at the impacts of those fires in the high country regions. From the perspective of risk and how we manage risk, and some of today we'll be talking about some of the meteorological issues or the weather impacts of fire in the high country, some of the impacts on native vegetation. We also did some work examining the role that people play in that interaction too. The work here, we're also taking some of the broader work that we've done across the previous programs that I talked about to broaden that. So there's a lot of work that we've done which is national in focus that relates to the high country just as much, particularly protection of houses. We've conducted quite extensive work around looking at water catchment issues up in the Kiewa Valley in Victoria and in the then up on the Bogan High Plains and the Dargo Plains. We've been looking at the interactions between fuel reduction burning and fire in the snowy plains in just outside Cooma. So we've looked at a whole load of things. We had a social science group out of Beechworth that was looking across the board of how people use local knowledge, for example, in these areas.
All the research does look good on paper, but when it comes to putting into practice, how do you hope to do that?
Well, this is one of the first steps that we're taking, is to make sure that we get the science out to as many people as possible. We work closely with the Australasian Fire Authorities Council, which is the peak body of the fire agencies, AFAC, who help to bring this into national policies and local policies. So we've got a very close working relationship between our end user groups and our research groups. And events like this bring it to the site of a broader suite of people. We've got about 100 people coming to this meeting, or maybe just a few more, from all walks of life, from management agencies, land management agencies, fire response agencies, researchers, local community members. So I think these sorts of events are the way that we get these things adopted. We need to work to make sure that what gets adopted by, for sake of argument, RFS or parks in New South Wales or parks in Victoria aligns with where they want to go with their safety policies. We can't just have people implementing something because they think it's a good idea because we don't know all the impacts. We do have set processes that we go through to make sure that it's embedded, that we look at the impact in the industries and how the research informs future policy. Our aim is to try and make sure that policy is founded on evidence rather than on just historical past gut feeling in some cases.
Since you've been established since 2003, has any groups put into practice some of your findings?
Across the board, and yes, there's quite a lot of the research that has now been adopted into policy and practice. Particularly around the occupational health and safety areas, we were involved in very early days in looking at truck burnover issues. So protection mechanisms on trucks was part of what we looked at in the early days. Certainly in the community area, we did quite a lot of work around arson protection or prevention, for example, looking at also the stay or go policy, the stay and defend or leave early policy. So we've done a lot of work that underpins all of those policies now, which has enabled us to be able to say with some certainty that certain things are the right way to go. The aim of this workshop is to challenge some of the researchers, so we'll put the research up, people can talk about it, discuss it, and work out how it best fits into what they do. Science is all about discussion, and it's about challenging people's ideas, and it's about providing a forum for doing that, and that's what we're trying to do here as well.